The River City Mix Course has been part of Omaha's art scene for 42 years. It is a community choir made up of the LGBTQ+ community and their allies. When Baron Breland took over as artistic director in 2010, the course had about 39 singers and a budget of $30,000. Today is a $500,000 non-for-profit with nearly 170 singers, and they are taking the stage this weekend.
We no longer fit in the churches and community centers that we used to fit in for our big shows. So now we perform exclusively at the Holland and at the Orpheum Theater. Of course, OPA has been an incredible partner in all of this and super supportive.
This spring, the concert is different from their holiday shows and pride performances. The chorus is performing Considering Matthew Shepard, a choral work by composer Craig Halla Johnson. Matthew Shepard was a 21-year-old gay man murdered in Laramie, Wyoming in 1998. His death led to the Federal Hate Crimes Act that bears his name. He would have turned 50 this year. The concert runs 110 minutes with no intermission. It has orchestral instruments, lighting, and projected visuals. But Breland says don't expect something dark.
It's not necessarily a sad piece. So that I think that's kind of the most beautiful part of about this work. It is a celebration of who Matthew was. It is a telling of what happened. But more importantly, it's, well, what should we do about that? Let's stop looking at each other differently. Let's realize what brings us together.
This piece draws on the tradition of Bach's greatest passion. Choral music built around a story, reflecting on it, and reaching for a meaning. There are soloists pulled from within the chorus, narration between movements in a small chamber orchestra, strings, clarinet, electric guitar, and a full percussion setup.
This is hard music. I mean, this is real choral music. We have singers in that group that don't read music. They come because they have a beautiful gift, they want to share it, and we'll work with them and get them where they need to be. But this ensemble of music educators all the way to rank amateurs is collectively tackling this challenging piece. It's kind of a beautiful project.
The concert is tomorrow, April 25th at the Orpheum Theater. And if the course inspires you, auditions for the next show opens this Sunday the 26th. It is an 80s themed concert, a very different night. But first, 170 voices, one story, and the quiet question underneath all of it.
How do we honor a life?
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.